This is a presentation to summarise my research on factors driving achievement and retention rates of apprentices in the casual dining sector. For this, I carried out a case study on a large limited company in the casual dining sector of the hospitality industry. The company is a registered employer provider and delivers intermediate, advanced and high-level apprenticeships across its 150 sites. In the future, the organisation would like to become a registered training provider to be able to offer apprenticeship training to other businesses across the wider hospitality industry. To apply to become a registered training provider, there are a number of requirements that need to be met, including having a management structure that has experience of developing and delivering training. It is also essential for the provider to have not have received an inadequate Ofsted grade for apprenticeships. The case study organisation is well versed in delivering training and has maintained a strong qualification achievement rate in line with the national target. The company also achieved a good rating in its most recent Ofsted inspection, although it was noted that too many apprentices leave their programme early, which highlighted the need for this research. The findings of this research informed recommendations around the overall structure, content and quality of the programme to improve its achievement and retention rates and support its growth and expansion. Additional benefits to this research included an increased understanding of apprentices' intentions with regards to career plans and long-term development, how the apprenticeship programme could be improved from a learner perspective, and factors driving employee retention on a wider business scale. To understand the factors driving the achievement and retention rates of apprentices in the organisation, there were two avenues of research I felt were necessary before being able to propose recommendations. This included investigating factors driving the achievement and retention rates of apprentices in the case study organisation through secondary research, and then critically analysing the experience of apprentices in the case study organisation through primary research. The secondary research used existing company data to explore patterns among apprenticeship leavers and achievers. This included data for all level 2, 3 and 4 apprentices across the three academic years between 2020 and 2023. Variables such as apprenticeship standard, age, gender, employment method, completion of functional skills and final outcomes were analysed. The primary research was conducted to gain a deeper understanding of learner experience. A 17-question anonymous survey was developed, incorporating a range of question types. The survey was sent to all current apprentices as well as those who had completed a programme in the previous 6 months. It received a 47% response rate, which provided a solid base for further analysis. The research revealed four major factors that significantly impacted learner achievement and retention, each of which informed targeted recommendations. The first factor was workplace support. Learners who felt well supported by their managers and teams reported higher satisfaction and were more likely to not just complete their programme, but to stay with the company for a longer period of time afterwards and often complete a further apprenticeship. In contrast, a lack of support often contributed to early withdrawal. To gain a deeper understanding into this issue, further research into workplace support was recommended by surveying both learners and line managers. It was also recommended that the licensing process that enables restaurants to employ apprentices should be reviewed to ensure that only suitable environments are approved. The second factor was the requirement to complete functional skills in maths and English as part of the apprenticeship. At the time, it was a requirement for apprentices to have a qualification in maths and English to be able to complete their programme. This meant that if an apprentice did not have evidence of an existing maths or English qualification needed for the level of apprenticeship that they were completing, they would be required to complete and pass these to be able to achieve their apprenticeship. It was found that learners required to undertake these qualifications were significantly more likely to leave early or fail to achieve. It was unclear from the research what the underlying reason for this was, which then uncovered further questions. For example, was the time allocated for teaching and learning sufficient? Were the teaching methods, learning materials and assessments effective? Was it possible that candidates were being recruited onto an apprenticeship that wasn't suitable for them? To gain this understanding, it was recommended that a deeper investigation into this issue was carried out. Since this research was conducted, the requirements for functional skills have been loosened. For apprentices aged 19 and over, English and maths functional skills qualifications are no longer required, and it is now up to the employer to decide if it is needed or not. It is likely that this is going to have a positive impact on qualification achievement rates, as an apprentice's ability to achieve their programme is not going to be determined by whether or not they pass their functional skills. However, it could be argued that apprentices over 19 may lose out on the opportunity to achieve those qualifications. In my experience, apprentices that are able to achieve their functional skills qualifications as part of their apprenticeship benefit from these transferable skills, as they are then able to apply these in their job roles and progress further in their careers. The third factor was how learners were employed. In the case study organisation, apprentices are either employed internally, meaning they already work at the company and then choose to enrol on an apprenticeship, or externally, where they are recruited into the company on an apprenticeship. Those recruited externally onto an apprenticeship role had a higher risk of non-completion compared to existing employees who had transitioned into an apprenticeship. In comparison to internal recruits, for externals, this is often their first experience in the industry, and the research showed that most early leavers simply found that the environment was not for them. It was therefore recommended that the recruitment process is reviewed and updated to gather more detailed information about the candidate to ensure better alignment between candidates and the apprenticeship. Finally, learners across all programmes reported challenges with time management and access to suitable technology for completing apprenticeship work. Whilst the case study organisation maintained above average qualification achievement rates, this factor was reported across the majority of apprentices. It was recommended that the study skills training focused on time management and IT was introduced, and also for the technology challenges to be explored with the organisation's IT team. Following the research, the findings and recommendations were presented to key stakeholders, including the education programme manager, chief people and marketing officer, and an apprenticeship trainer. Feedback was collected through a Microsoft form assessing the quality of the research, the relevance of the findings, and the practicality of the proposed recommendations. Based on this input, the recommendations were implemented over a 6-month period. It was important to consider the then current reality of the hospitality industry and the case study organisation when making and implementing the recommendations. It was important that any actions would be able to be implemented and scaled across the organisation, both financially and practically. This resulted in the following actions. An induction pack for both apprentices and line managers was created by the apprenticeship team to serve as a one-stop resource throughout the apprentices programme. This included study tips, programme information and troubleshooting guides to aid with technology issues and time management. The information in the line manager pack was developed to help line managers understand the apprenticeship process and how best to support their apprentices. An additional action that was taken in relation to workplace support was managers being granted access to the company's learning management system to increase visibility of their apprentices' progress. The recruitment process was updated to gather more comprehensive information about candidates at telephone interview stage. This allowed for suitability to be assessed better and also made the process more efficient by identifying suitable candidates earlier on. Finally, the apprenticeship team started to work closely with the IT department to better understand the technology challenges that apprentices were experiencing. It was established that the long-term aim was for new devices to be put into restaurants that better support apprenticeship learning needs, and a trial for a specific device was launched. The impact of these changes was evaluated 12 months after implementation, and the results demonstrated significant improvements across key performance indicators. The organisation's qualification achievement rate rose to 75%. The distinction rate also rose by 9%, reaching 45%. Learner satisfaction regarding workplace support increased from 7.9 to 9.2 out of 10. And the number of early leavers within a year dropped from 6 to just 1. Finally, the number of leavers moving into a high-level role or completing another apprenticeship also improved by 9%, reaching 45%. To conclude, this research has provided valuable insights into the drivers of achievement and retention in the case study organisation. By refining recruitment practices and implementing actions focused on the learner experience, the organisation has benefited from improved outcomes across its provision and is well positioned to continue its growth and expansion.